This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Wednesday here with Costos and Lockerson. Jeff Feinberg coming up in 20 minutes. Picks for the 3M and a little National Football League. Power Hour next hour. All our bets for tonight, Major League Baseball. Our golf bets for the 3M. And I am flush with money thanks to Colin Morikawa. And I'm letting it fly this weekend. Can't wait to share my picks here. Ken's picks, Tyler Morales' picks for the 3M coming up this weekend in Minnesota. But right now, there are A-level guests that we have on the show sometimes. You know, we pump up all the guests we have, but there are like real A-plus level guests. One of them joins us right now, and that guest is the great Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Bobby's an absolute wealth of information, fantastic, breaking it down from his perspective. We take that into the gambling perspective, and the content is absolutely glorious. Bobby, thanks so much for rejoining us here on You Better You Bet on this Wednesday on BetQL with Nick and Ken. How you feeling coming off a Milwaukee Bucks NBA championship last night?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Getting ready to get this offseason going here.
I know we have a lot of offseason topics to ask you about, free agency and draft props, obviously, too. Let's do, you know, one question on, you know, just trying to kind of wrap up this NBA season. Obviously, the Bucks win the title last night. They defeat the Suns in six games. How will you kind of remember, you know, it's obviously like COVID and fans and injuries and all this stuff, but also outstanding play and the Bucks emerging and Giannis emerging. Like, how will you remember this postseason and this Bucks title?
Yeah, I mean, I think as much as, you know, we saw injuries this year, you're certainly with COVID, shortened season, I'm probably going to remember by the 50-point Giannis performance in a game six where he only missed two free throws. I mean, like, that's as good as a closeout NBA Finals performance that that I've ever witnessed, working in the league, being in the media as a fan before that in my teens. And so that's how I'm going to remember it, as far as taking a team that was in a hole down 2-0 to Phoenix. A lot of people had counted them out, and then go out and reel off four in a row, including, you know, two epic, you know, games, and as far as the end of game four and certainly the end of game five.
Bobby, I love how you came on the show and said, now we start the offseason, right? And Ken said earlier, kind of half-jokingly, that for a lot of people, the NBA offseason is more interesting than the NBA regular season. We got a lot of drama, a lot of intrigue. Draft, obviously, 8 days from today, next Thursday night. We'll get to the NBA draft, but want to talk about some big-picture offseason topics here, player movement that we might see. You know, our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, has odds up on the net and the neck and the team that Damian Lillard, Ben Simmons going to play for, game number one of the regular season. So let's start with Ben Simmons and what you're hearing about Ben. The Sixers are the favorite, minus 110, to be the team that Simmons is on game one of the regular season.
Yeah, I think that's probably going in the right direction. I think with Simmons, it's got to be the right move for Philadelphia, because here's a player that's just, I think he just turned 25. He's got 4 years left on his contract. I know there's a ton of flaws offensively, but he's coming off 2 years of all NBA defense. You're not just going to give away this player for three future first round picks because you're about to commit $190 million to Joel Embiid, and that does not fit the timeline as far as how you want to build this roster out. And I think the likelihood is that you do see Simmons on the Sixers roster, unless there's something that overwhelms Philadelphia in the offseason. I think the same with Lillard, unless we get to a point where Damian officially asks out. And I think that's, then it's an open market. I think it's an open market for everyone. You know, I see a lot of these, New York's and the Lakers and some of these other teams, Miami in there. And being in a position in New Jersey when we acquired Darren Williams, don't sleep on some of these like small market type teams that would never have a chance at going out and getting a Damian Lillard. I've heard Sacramento being mentioned, certainly, because you get to get him for 3 years. You know, it's not a guy on an expiring contract.
And the Blazers -335, so a heavy favorite to be Damian Lillard's team at game one of the NBA regular season next season. Bobby, so those are the kind of the two guys that have the trade rumors surrounding them. We also have two superstar players that have player options that kind of get to determine on their own, like, do I want to enter the market and determine my value or not, which is Kawhi Leonard and Chris Paul, two guys who obviously Chris Paul was just in a finals. Kawhi Leonard, obviously an NBA champion multiple times. So, what do you kind of foresee in terms of, is Chris Paul going to pick up his player option? Is Kawhi Leonard going to pick up his player option? If not, what are some destinations for those two players?
Yeah, I mean, they both these guys have there's a 10-day window to kind of negotiate, an extension on top of what their current contract is. So for Chris, I know the number's $44 million. He holds a ton of leverage over this organization, right? If you're Phoenix, you cannot let Chris Paul go to a team like New York or Dallas or Miami here. So I think the likelihood is that what you'll see is that he will probably decline that option and then extend, for potentially additional 3 years, maybe in that $100 million range. So maybe you drop that 44 number down to in that $35 to $36 million range, but he gets him some financial security, on the back end in years two and three. If he ever did become a free agent and with Phoenix as far as out of the mix, then I think New York's certainly a potential destination because of Leon Rose, his former agent. I think you could talk about teams like Dallas, Miami. But the interesting with Chris is, like, if he changes teams, that will be the fourth time in 4 years that Chris Paul will be on a different team when the season starts. I mean, it's remarkable when you look at Houston, OKC, Phoenix, and potentially Team A. So I think he is at a point of his career where you do want a little bit of stability and to try to finish it out. And that team with him back will have a chance to, get to an NBA Finals and potentially win it all. And I think with Kawhi, certainly with the knee injury, I think the likelihood is that he opts into that contract and then signs an extension and remains in the Clippers uniform. And we probably don't see him until, probably sometime next spring.
You better, you bet. BetQL Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, joined by ESPN NBA front office insider, former front office member with the Nets, the great Bobby Marks on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. All right. So you've given us some good stuff here. Wetting our whistle for the NBA offseason, NBA free agency, player options, etc. The NBA draft is coming up next week. And Bobby, the Detroit Pistons are on the clock with the first overall pick. Cade Cunningham of Oklahoma State is the massive favorite to go first overall. Any reason to believe that Cade Cunningham, Bobby, will not be the first overall pick next Thursday night?
No, I mean, barring a total, sweetheart deal that Detroit can't turn down, meaning, four first round picks or five first round picks if Oklahoma City wants to basically kind of push all their chips to the mill and ante up to try to move up. And I don't even know if that will be enough. I think Cunningham is the logical number one pick as far as to Detroit. And then it gets interesting as far as, we've heard about, Suggs, Mobley, Green. That's kind of your group of guys in that 2 to 4 range. I think that's kind of in any, I'm not sure the order yet. But I think Cunningham, I don't want to call him a lock, but I think he should be the odds on favorite to go number one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And Bobby, you alluded to the number two overall pick market, but I think it's worth just reading the prices because I think we can make a determination about, like, is there a valuable bet? Like, is it actually equal that each of these guys go number two overall? So in the betting market, Jalen Green is actually a huge favorite, minus 245, which is like a pretty big favorite given all the uncertainty that you mentioned to be the number two overall pick. Evan Mobley plus 225, so a little bit longer price there. And then Suggs, who you mentioned, plus 575 to go to Houston with the number two overall pick. So the market, the betting market at least, is saying Jalen Green very likely to go second, other two players less likely. Do you kind of see it the same way, or do you think it's more of like an equal shot for all three?
I think it's equal. I think it's equal for two and three. I think there's a little bit of separation from where Suggs is, but I think Green and Mobley, I think you could flip a coin for either one of those guys and make an argument as far as with at two, or, you know, or in who's left at three. And, you know, it's just so different than, you know, how the NFL does it, where it's basically – it's based on, you know, positional value. As far as if you need a quarterback, yeah, you're going to drop that guy at number three, where, you know, I always say there's a reason why these teams are in the lottery, right? I mean, there's a reason why you're 20 and 52 or 19 and, you know, 53, is because you need a lot of help. So if you're Houston and you think Evan Mobley is the best available player, even though you already have Christian Wood, you're going to go out and take Evan Mobley. And the same thing with Cleveland. If Jalen Green's there, and although you have got Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, you're going to go out and take Jalen Green or Jalen Suggs here. But I think between, you know, Green and Mobley, I do think it's a toss up for whoever goes at two.
And as Ken told you, Evan Mobley plus 225 to go second overall to the Houston Rockets. Jalen Green minus 245 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Bobby, let's do a little potpourri here. Run around here and hit you with a bunch of different ones here. And let's go with the national champion Baylor Bears and Davion Mitchell, his player prop position coming up next Thursday night, 8.5. You think Davion Mitchell goes on the first eight or ninth or later coming up next Thursday?
I think you could potentially circle him for a team like Golden State at 7. You know, if the Warriors are still, if they keep 7-14, I think, you know, especially for Golden State, who is trying to, they're in win now mode. They do not want to take a flyer on a player to come in and develop. You know, Mitchell is one of the older players in this draft. I think he's 24, coming off a championship. You can put him in right now with Curry. We'll see when Thompson comes back. So I would say probably, I think Mitchell's range is in that 5 to 8 range.
Bobby, another player who has an over-under draft position that kind of puts him in the lottery, Michigan's Franz Wagner, 9.5 is his number. So a very similar question, top 9 or later for Franz Wagner. I think Mo Wagner, I think, was picked in the 20s somewhere by the Lakers. I was trying to look it up on my phone over the break just as a point of comparison. But Franz Wagner, basically, like, is he going to be a top 9 pick or not?
I think, you know, if you're asking me, I think I would lean more towards that, like, 10, like that 11 to 13 range. I think the, you know, the 5 to 9 range might be a little bit rich for him. I think this is a really good, potentially has a really good draft. And I think there's going to be varying opinions. I don't think he's a sure bet to be, you know, top 8, top 9 pick.
Moses Moody scored a ton of points this year for Arkansas. Moses Moody's draft position right now at 11.5. And just as a refresher, the teams in that range, Charlotte picks 11th, San Antonio 12th, Indiana 13th, Golden State once again on the clock at number 14. What about Moses Moody at 11.5, Bobby?
I think he's more of a guy in the teens. I think, you know, in that 14 to 16 range, I do think, you know, under 11.5 is a little bit rich. I think the guy that's going to be the wild card who could push Wagner back, could pick Moses Moody back, is Jalen Johnson from Duke. I think if Johnson lands himself in that 8 to 9 range, that just pushes, you know, everybody back. And I think there's a potential that he could go there.
Bobby, it's so funny. You can tell that we have a college basketball fan as a producer because we have four names listed. And the fourth one is Io DeSumo, which is like any college basketball fan, like, yes, national player of the year, but not probably going to be a lottery pick. His number 27.5. So basically, you know, like minus a few positions, is he a first round player or is he a second round player or later or an undrafted player? Io DeSumo from Illinois, 27.5. What do you have for his number?
I think he's in that 18 to 24 range. I got a chance to meet with him and help him prepare for the draft. He is a stud, man. I mean, if you want a guy that can come in and you know, play right now, who's been in college, you know, three plus years, especially for teams that are picking in that range, you know, in that, you know, that once you get into the 20s, the majority are all good teams, right? They're all teams that are coming off a playoffs or playoff loss. You've got the Lakers in that mix. You know, I think New York's at 21. So you've got teams that can go out and get a guy that's more established, that can kind of come in and help you right now. And I think he's one of them.
Bobby, what can you tell us about Chris Duarte of Oregon, who's a guy who I'm seeing, like a lot of people that bet NBA props, bet the NBA, are really high on this guy, Chris Duarte, and think that he may go earlier than a lot of people expect. I know he's a little off the beaten path, but anything you've got for us on Chris Duarte?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a guy that I would not be surprised if we get towards the back end of the lottery. So you're looking at 13, 14 that his name is called. I don't see him kind of sliding into the 20s. I think he's kind of more of a value pick for a guy that can come in and play right now.
Bobby, you are awesome. Like, we absolutely love having you on the show. I actually wore my wrist out writing down all the stuff you were saying for the NBA props coming up for next week. So I guess the final question for you, Bobby, I know it's been a long season, and for you, like, this is like the real season starts now, right? With the draft and with free agency. Sure. And I don't know how much vacation time you're going to get, but once free agency's done and we have a little time before the regular season starts again, what is Bobby Marks going to do with his free time?
Well, you know what? I'm moving. So in early September, I'm moving into a new house. I think that's going to probably preoccupy me for probably 3 weeks up until training camp. So, yeah, I mean, my free agent, it feels like we haven't stopped since the bubble, right? The bubble ended and we just kind of rolled right into November. And, you know, my free agency started, I guess, a couple months ago, and I started writing all these team articles, and we just put out Team 30 in Milwaukee as far as their offseason. We've got the draft next week, free agency, summer league. So, yeah, we're cranking it out, but eventually we do probably get back to some type of normalcy, but it's not going to be until probably end of August, early September here.
Now, Bobby, listen, I'm not your agent, but if I were, I'd be calling ESPN and being like, give my client a raise, because the guy's burning the midnight oil, absolutely crushing it. Bobby, we really appreciate you in all seriousness. At BobbyMarks42 on Twitter. Stay well, and we look forward to talking to you soon here on the show.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is the great Bobby Marks with us here on You Better You Bet. I mean, like, that's like...
That was good. That was really good. I mean, draft like, props, that was insane.
Legitimately, that's a guy who, like, actually knows.
Right.
Like, talks to people that knows. Jalen Johnson from Duke going to go earlier than expected. Duarte going to go earlier than expected. Sounds like Mobley to go second overall seems like a good bet. Wagner not going to go in the top 10. Really good stuff there from Bobby Marks. That was great. Can't wait to bet on the NBA draft.
Yes. Good news. Literally like week from tomorrow. Literally.
All right. We'll turn our attention to some golf in the National Football League. On the other side, Jeff Feinberg, FTN, Mayo Media, joins Kostos and Lockerson.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Kostos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.